Well, welcome everybody to another episode and podcast of Three Slow Guys Running Marathons. I'm here today with my friend Patra because we both ran the Oakland Marathon, half marathon, which was last weekend in Oakland, California. So we're here today kind of just to talk about it and get our observations and our thoughts and how we like the course and how we maybe not like the course and kind of what we thought about kind of about the whole thing. So Patra, it's been a while. It's been like 2 months since we last had a podcast. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Just training for this one. Well, trying to train and, you know, keeping up with all the family stuff. So, yeah. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Same thing. It's been a while. I'm training for a marathon at the same time as this one happened to come through. So I use the Oakland half marathon as kind of a training run for the marathon that I'm training for. So it actually worked out really well in terms of the calendar, because my marathon is 1 month away. And so this Oakland marathon was 4 weeks from the start. So it worked out really well. Okay, so I'll just go some history about the Oakland Marathon. So the Oakland Marathon is kind of like the old Oakland Running Festival, but I think now it just goes by the Oakland Marathon name. So it's usually in March, I want to say the second or third weekend in March. And it's a running festival that has a number of events. So there's the marathon, which is the signature event. There's the half marathon, there's a 10K, there's a 5K, and then there's a kids run. So let's think back before this event here, Patra. I know that you and I had probably done one of these races before together, if I remember correctly, back in our days working together. Do you remember doing this race before?
I don't think I've done Oakland before. This was probably my first Oakland.
Okay. I'd done this one a couple times. So I remember when we used to work together, I remember doing like maybe the 10K when it was down in Jack London Square-ish and it was on a Saturday, or maybe it was a 5K. I can't even remember anymore, but I remember doing that race. This might've been in 2010, 2011-ish.
Probably 2010. I heard the course has changed since then. Yeah. So like, yeah, I guess it had started in Jack London, but maybe they just outgrew the space. So they needed more room because more people were doing races then.
Okay. So I've just remembered the times that I had done it. I had done the half marathon. So I think I did the 5K or 10K maybe in 2010. I don't even remember the times. I guess I can probably look it up. But I had done the half marathon a couple of times. So I'd done it in 2013, or maybe it was 2014. I think I did it back to back years. And then took a couple of years here and there, another half marathon. I did the marathon relay. And then I think the last race I did was in 2019, and then we had COVID. So I haven't gone to this race in a while. And then you had asked me about doing this race. So I said, oh, okay, well, let me look in the calendar, and it worked out really well. So let's talk about this race in particular. So let me ask you, what inspired you to sign up for this one?
Well, I don't think I've ever done this. So I was like, oh, okay, I want to try a new course. And it was localish, and you know, we used to work in Alameda, so it was kind of nice doing a course like on our old stomping grounds where we used to go to lunch and, you know, hang out. So it was kind of nice seeing everything again. It's been a while since I've really explored Oakland, so it was fun to do it not on foot, I guess.
yeah the area is ever changing, you know. But let's talk about first the expo. So I remember the expo being in the downtown area before at one of the Hilton, I think. No, the Marriott, downtown Marriott, but I think it's since changed. It's now at the Henry J. Kaiser. So let me ask you, what did you think about the expo and that area, and getting to it and just the vendors and things like that?
I expected more of the expo just because it was like put on by Kaiser. And I've been to like the Kaiser half marathon in San Francisco where they had a, well, I guess they, I can't remember. I thought they had a bigger expo before, but anyways, like I just thought there would be more vendors and expected to, you know, shop around and but there wasn't, it wasn't too big. I mean, there was a lot of people, there were a decent amount of vendors, but just nothing I was particularly interested in.
Right.
But it was nice to be at a live in-person event with an expo and not just like a bib pickup like some races have.
Right.
The air getting there was not too bad, but it's just not have being in Oakland for a while, things have definitely changed and there's just not that anyone was like bugging me or anything, but it was just how you had to walk through, or I parked, I had to walk through a little bit of a homeless encampment, so it was a little different. So
Right.
but
No,
it was
yeah. I agree with you on there. It's I mean, I'm sure it was always there. I think it's just more pronounced now. Yeah. So it was always there. But yeah, I thought it was the expo was a little bit smaller than I expected as well. There weren't as many vendors. The venue was a little bit of an older event, so it didn't feel as modern inside. But I don't know. One thing that kind of struck me kind of about this one was I think because the venue was on the older side, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it had probably as much pull as like if it was something in downtown. I don't know. But that was just kind of my thoughts on that. So, but okay, let's talk about then. Here's one thing I wanted to ask you about was because I got there first before you, probably about an hour before you, and I had because I happened to be in the area, and then I had told you like, oh, I don't think you need to come here. It's not as big as I kind of expected it to be. And then, but we're like a bridge and tunnel crowd now. So once you're past the bridge, you might as well go over there, and go to the event. So, okay, let's see here. Expo. I'm trying to think. I guess that was about it for that day. But yeah, the parking was fine. Just parked in the area. It's in the Henry J. Kaiser, which is on the southern end of Lake Merritt, and always a nice place. And yeah, it was there. Okay, so let's talk more about race day itself. So you and I get there at around like 5:45 a.m. Maybe I'm gonna ask you about the parking. So we had intended to park in that parking structure. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it didn't open until 6 a.m. But you and I just found street parking, and there seemed to be a lot of people waiting in line for that parking garage.
Yeah, so
So, yeah.
luckily you made the right call and pulled that U-turn and took that parking spot because people, that line of cars getting off the freeway just backed up. And we realized it's because the parking lot didn't open. So we were already walking to the race when people were still trying to park.
Yeah, I'm glad we got there. But the one thing that I was surprised at, because you and I have done races before, obviously we had just done the Disney race in January in Disneyland. So you kind of expect things to kind of be set up a little bit earlier. But by the time you and I got there at six to the start line, it felt like, I don't know, it felt like the race was like 2 or 3 hours away from that time frame.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
The right race because they were still setting up the barriers. You see truckloads of those, you know, metal barriers, and there was like nobody there. It was so quiet, no music, nothing to hype you up. We're like, is anybody coming?
It was only like an hour before the race because we got there at six and it's supposed to be starting at seven. So yeah, that was crazy. But they eventually, I mean, there was a lot of porta potties. I guess by the time we got there's a lot of porta potties. There's a place you can check your bag, everything of the such. But yeah, it did feel like a ghost town a little bit at first. And I did feel like, just like what you said, is this the right race or are we actually at the start line? Or were we at some other spots? So okay. So let's talk about like one thing I think a lot of people who participated in the marathon or the half marathon was that the corrals were fine. You got into your corrals, but the race seemed to be dragging. The start seemed to be delayed
Yeah, it
a
was
good
like
chunk.
half an hour late. So I mean, I get that they can't control the road closures and when the you know, Oakland PD says, sure, you can start the race, but it was just like, okay, let's go, let's go, let's go. But we couldn't start until they got the all clear.
Right. So it felt like it was supposed to be starting. Like I got into my corral like 15 minutes before. So you're kind of waiting around. I found a bunch of people from an old running group. So we're kind of waiting around. And then I think we were commenting how, oh, I probably had time to go to the bathroom again because, like, like the adrenaline, I'm just trying to wait for the race. And then you want to get there and then you want to make sure you hit your start. Like, and then if you're not running and you're just standing around, like I felt like I had to go to the bathroom. Just
Same.
kind of okay. The one thing that was also weird was that the mic went out. The
Yes.
electricity went out right before, too, when they were doing the, I guess, the kickoffs of the corrals.
Yeah,
So
they were about to start, and all of a sudden the sound system just cut out. We're like, okay.
yeah. So I think they what they did, they just kind of pushed us along and then, I guess the timing system worked, which was great, but in terms of getting you across the finish line, I mean the start line, we had to wait a little bit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're off. I think we started close to 7:30, a little bit right before, a little before 7:30. We run through, I think, what is it, Little Saigon? I don't know if that's the name, the term for it, but it's the Vietnamese area of Oakland. And we run through that area. And I think I saw that famous chicken pho place we used to
Yes,
go
we
to.
ran, yeah. We ran by there, by that little park, and then that's where they've had that little Saigon sign, and ran by there, kind of like out into Little Saigon, up and then back, like the back side of it, I guess.
Right. Any impressions of running through that area before we go back to the lake? Any I know it's a cool little enclave, which not a lot of people are, I think are too familiar with, but it's like a little bit of Little Saigon or a Vietnamese area within Oakland. And I think it's kind of like a hidden gem in terms of food and stuff.
Oh yeah, it brought back a lot of memories of just going to lunch there and all the great restaurants they have. So I was like making me hungry.
Yeah, I wanted to swing by that place too. Maybe sometime I'm back there, I'll try to go there. But then that's great to see that it's still open.
Yeah.
Remind me again, what was the name of that place again?
I can't say it totally right, but like Pho Ga Hong K Cafe or something like that. So I totally butchered it, but something like that.
Okay. All right. So we got to Little Saigon. You almost do like a little U-turn. Go up a couple streets and then you're back towards the lake, heading down towards the lake, and then you make a immediate right on Lake Merritt, and then you're running up to where that little pergola is, that little area. But that's always a kind of a good area in that downtown Broadway-ish area. Not Broadway,
Yeah.
that's not the right word, but yeah,
Grand Avenue.
Grand Avenue. Okay. Yeah, so that was a cool little spot. And then from there, we run by that theater. What is that theater's name? That
Oh,
old,
yeah.
gosh, it's been so long since I've been down there. But that old movie theater that's on the corner, it's on Grand and Lake Park. I'd seen some movies there, I think, back in the day. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And then from there, you make a left. And then I think you automatically, Elmwood, I think, was really hilly, right? That
Yeah.
first street off of Grand. And I remember seeing some wheelchair athletes kind of struggling in that area.
That was a really steep, the first steep hill going. And I was making great time. I was like, oh, I'm going to get some good time on this half. And then immediately turned left. I was like, oh, crap. I was like, not prepared.
Yeah, that hill was pretty intense, I think, at first.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's on Elmwood. And remind me, so you were trying to, you want to talk about like a perceived time you were trying to get to?
I was hoping for a 2:30 finish, but the hills really took me out and put me behind, and I didn't recover from that. So my goal at that point was just finish.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go over. So we ran up Elmwood and then heading up to what is what feels like the Piedmont area-ish, and then we head up to we run up. I'm trying to look at the map here. Monta Vista up to Piedmont Avenue, and then we make an immediate right onto Piedmont Avenue. I think you're at mile four at that point, and that's a little shopping area. That's in Oakland, and that was a cool spot. I hadn't been there in a while too. We ran by Fenton's,
Yeah,
the
that
old
was
ice
cool.
cream place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And then but yeah, any thoughts like running through that area or anything like that?
It was fun to see, like, there was a lot of people out, getting their morning coffee. So it was nice to have people along the route. Just, there weren't as many cheering you on, but just to see other people out and about and kind of get, distract you from that you're running a half marathon. So people
Yeah.
watching was nice.
And I forgot to say, Monta Vista, that was where the hill was going towards Piedmont, was a gradual hill up, but then it was a big drop down. And I was thinking to myself, oh man, we got to run back up this thing after you hit Piedmont Avenue, because you saw those elite runners kind of zooming by. Yeah. So, okay. So by the time we make our Piedmont Avenue turn, you're basically making like you make a right, you go up Piedmont Avenue, and then you make like a U-turn around a school, and then you come back to the other side of Piedmont, and then you make a right back to Monta Vista, and then you're running up that hill. And then by the time you pass Monta Vista again, you're around mile six. So now you're after you pass that big hill, you're coasting kind of back down towards the lake. So the hills part, I think, was mostly the first 5 or 6 miles, right, of the race. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was those hills were tough, but at the same time, like you said, there were the wheelchair athletes. So I saw two struggling, but I was like, man, okay, I can't complain because those guys have it a lot harder. And it was amazing to see them push through it and get up the hill. And once on the way back up the super steep hill on Monta Vista, coming back to mile six, one of the wheelchair athletes, like he was, I passed him because he was, took a break, struggled to get back up. But the minute he got to the top, he's like, wheelchair athlete coming through. And he just flew down that hill. I was like, oh my God, that is crazy.
Yeah, it looked like it was really tough to get up. And I didn't know if there was like protocol to actually help, because it seemed like it was like struggling for a bit. But yeah, they made it on top, and then yeah, they were going to be zooming back down that hill really fast. So okay, so we go back down, and you're basically back to Grand Avenue, and then you pass the pergola. And then from there, you run towards Lake Merritt again. So you're on, I guess this is probably the northern side of Lake Merritt, passing, making around, I guess, the playground and the bonsai garden, and passing Children's Fairyland. So that was a cool little stretch kind of in that area.
Yeah, and
I hadn't been there in a
there
while.
was a lot of
Yeah.
there were a lot of people out right around there, so that was nice. A lot of people
Yeah,
cheering
that
you.
was. Yeah, it was really cool. I remember going to this area a lot when I used to live in the area. So yeah, it was cool, and I hadn't run around the lake in about like 3 or 4 years. So always nice to kind of be back there. Okay, so we passed what is that, BART and Snow Park, and then I think from there we, oh gosh, we make a right to go in downtown Oakland, and yes, okay, so by around mile 10, we're basically in front of the Frank Ogawa Plaza, where I think the Hilton is right around that area, or the Marriott is right around the area where they used to do the expo. But yeah, that's also a cool spot. You hit downtown, and then you go up Broadway, and then you're making a like a U-turn on Telegraph Avenue, and then you're back down to Frank Ogawa Plaza again. But what did you think about that area, running through that spot?
At that corner at mile 10, there was like a
Yeah.
DJ, and as we're running, I saw a turnaround spot, and I was like, oh cool, we're just looping around real quick. And then it said, oh, 10, 10K turn here. And I was like, no, we have to keep going. So
Oh
I mean, it was fun, but it's just like, man, when am I gonna be done?
Oh yeah. No, I felt that one with you too. So
yeah.
Oh man. Okay, so we're basically on 14th again, past the plaza. We go down kind of the old Victorian area homes, I guess, that are in Oakland. And then from there we basically drift down to the Jack London area.
Yeah, it's like you went like on the outskirts of Chinatown, I think, and then drop down into Jack London.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes, we did go through the outskirts of Chinatown. We didn't run through it, but we ran through the outskirts of it. And then from there, you just drop down you go underneath the 880 freeway, and then you're there in Chinatown. I mean, in Jack London. Okay, so we made a left I'm looking at this map here, on 3rd Street. And for us, I think we went up like 4 or 5 blocks. Then we made a U-turn and then headed back down 3rd Street to continue mm-hmm. running in Jack London area. But that was where the turnoff was between the marathon and the half marathon people. So that was one of those times where I felt like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not running the marathon today.
Yeah, because the marathon went on to the bridge, right? I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So if I have this correct, the marathon continues out through West Oakland, and you're basically running towards the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
And you're running up the Bay Bridge towards Treasure Island. So yeah, that was pretty intense to do all that. So I don't know some of the names of these areas because I've never run it, but I guess you're running through Lower Bottoms area, which is West Oakland. It's like a really industrial kind of in that area. And then you hit the bridge. And yeah, I was wondering how they did the water stops and things like that on the bridge. But maybe if I ping one of my friends who ran that one, I should ask them. But yeah, that seemed like a cool stretch to do. And then we'll finish back up for the half marathon stuff. So we turned on 3rd and then going through Jack London. So by around mile 12, that's around mile 12 at this point.
Yeah.
And it's the home stretch. So we passed Jack London Square. We passed the trains and the ports. And then we're running into home. But any thoughts from you running through that area again before we head back to the finish line?
I was just trying to see when I was running by, I was like, okay, what's still out here? I remember we ran by Everett and Jones at some point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, we used to go, well, one of the people who worked at State Street, it's like his family's restaurant. So we would go there every now and then. And that brought back memories and smelling barbecue and all that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. 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 That was, I think that's on Broadway. I want to say Broadway.
Like some corner over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my other friend lives in that area. So it was really cool to see. I always liked that area of Jack London Square.
Yeah.
And then from there, we make a left. I think it's on Madison. And then we're coming up to home or the finish line, I should say. So there we pass the Oakland Museum of California, the Lake Merritt BART. And I think we drift up a hill a little bit. And then we make a right turn at the Oakland Public Library. And then going to finish at the finish line. That's right. It's just right at where we started too. So kind of the back end. So let's talk about the final stretch, the final quarter mile, making that turn and then hitting up Lake Merritt Boulevard to wrap it up. That felt pretty fast because it was like a slight downhill to the finish line. And then for me, there were definitely a lot of people there. They were cheering on their families and friends, and yeah, it was definitely cool to see. The area was more crowded than when we left it. But yeah, it was a good sight, and there were definitely a lot of people there. And there was a DJ going, there's an MC. You know, they were all kind of getting everyone hyped together to wrap it up and run it in really good. So I don't know. What are your thoughts about kind of that area, the finish line for you?
The finish line was great because there were more people, definitely, and it helped to have that energy to help you finish strong. So I definitely was able to pick up my pace just a little bit and look like I was actually running. So so I did get, I got a good finish for me, and I was happy about that, and did see my family waiting on the side and cheering me on. And,
That's right. Yeah.
they read off my name because my chip, I guess, picked it up and they said my name as I crossed the finish. So that was really cool.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. So it was great to see your family, your kids there. And it was really the finish line. It definitely looked night and day from when we started.
Oh, yeah.
To when we finished. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And then definitely, you know, as people are coming in, that's also the finish line for the 10K and the 5K and the marathon. It was really cool. There was free drinks on the patio, I think, for tumor pills. I think I was waiting around for some friends, but it was hard to kind of find them. But overall, I thought it was a good finish line and things. So, okay, let me just go over really quick the 10K and the 5K race. So the 10K race, I'll start with the 5K first, because the 5K race was just basically a loop around Lake Merritt. So I think you and I had probably done that type of run before together. Maybe a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just a 5K around the loop and I mean 5K around the lake, I should say. So yeah, that was pretty cool to see all that. And then the 10K, it's also the loop around the lake, but you go through, you have an extra 3 miles to run through downtown. And then you're basically running kind of the same stretch that we finished on the half marathon to kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, so. I think they just didn't do the out and back on 3rd Street. They just came back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, overall thoughts on the race. Would you do it again?
I think I would. I didn't really look at the map too well before, just because I'm like, I don't want to look and then psych myself out. So, I should have probably looked, because then there were hills and I should have trained more. But, yeah. Now I know, and I will train more, and definitely need to be faster, because apparently I missed Steph and Aisha Curry, and I don't know when they were there. So a little bummed I didn't get to see them at the finish.
So I heard from my friend that they showed up, the Curry showed up at the 4-hour mark of the marathon. So
that was later.
Yeah, so they were there around 11:30.
Oh,
so the race started at 7:30.
Got it. Yeah.
And they got there around 11:30. And I was telling you, it's interesting how like Steph Curry was playing and the Warriors were playing in LA the night before. So, you know, I know he has the means, but it's amazing to see, you know, the very next morning, they're here, you know, cheering on, because I think one of the main benefactor was the main beneficiary, I should say, of the race was their Eat, Learn, Play Foundation, which provides foods to people in the kids in the Oakland area.
For the Oakland schools. So that was a great party. So I think their kids race was on Saturday. So they did a big thing on that to help the kids. And I don't think they were there, but their names were thrown out a lot. And when I went to the expo, they were just closing the streets down for that.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Now I know. Okay. So next year I have to be slower so I can see them.
I like this race. I think I'll do it again myself, because I had done it before. I'd probably taken a break for a while, but I'll definitely do this one again. I actually really like it. And I remember past iterations of the race, you were running more in the West Oakland area. I have to kind of look at the map, but I remember we spent a big chunk of running through that area in like West Oakland. And I guess they cut parts of that out this year, or maybe that was more geared for the marathon piece. Okay. So let's talk.
Sorry. I want to see, your friend Ron was saying that one year there was like, you did two loops of the same thing. So he said that sucked.
Oh,
but
I
don't know what year that was.
I think it was the marathon last year. Which supposedly was really terrible, because it was also raining really, really bad that year. So, and you basically, yes, you did do two half marathons. The loop was the half marathon route, and you basically did it twice, which definitely sucks. I'm glad they changed that. So, or maybe that was 2 years ago. But I remember them saying that it was terrible. Okay, what did you think about the medal that we got?
That was the medal was really cool. Don't remember the artist's name, but it was made by an artist, a local artist, I believe. And it was different. It's not like your typical, half marathon medal that just says 13.1. It was a pretty little art piece that's a great souvenir.
Yeah. I was looking at my medal and does it say, it says Oakland Marathon on it, but it doesn't, it's not like a specific half marathon medal.
Yeah, that I'm looking at the picture. Yeah, it just
Yeah.
they only had I think they only had that one for a marathon and half marathon, and then they had a s different one for the 10K. Maybe the strap was the ribbon was different, but I'm not sure about the
Yeah.
medal.
Okay, I have to look up the other ones. All right, and then what do you think about the shirt that we got?
Let me think. Cool was oh, it was the, oh, that one was cool
Was
too.
the black, yeah, the black Under Armour one.
Yeah, that I like that one.
Yeah.
Because it uses the Oakland art or the local artist, so it was representative of Oakland.
All right, so you and I are both in the impression that we'll do this race again. So we'll look out for it. I think it's in March of every year, the second or third Sunday of every March, of March every year. So we'll take a look at that to sign up again. So let me ask you, Patrick, before we sign off, what's your next race that you have kind of earmarked for yourself to be doing?
The San Francisco first half in July.
Yes. Okay. Good.
And
That's the
you get a challenge medal for doing Oakland and Essen.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be doing that race with you too.
Are
I'll
you doing?
probably be doing just the first half.
Oh, okay, I thought you were doing the full.
No, I'm kind of I'm training for that one in April, and I know that one's I need to take a break. I've done too many over the last, so
Yeah.
I'll probably just do the first half with
Cool.
as well. So okay. I guess that's it. Any final thoughts before we kind of wrap up today on Oakland and things like that?
Not really, except I just need to train harder next year now that I know that
Okay.
there's some gnarly hills.
Yeah. And remember, the hills are like in the first like 5 or 6 miles, and
Yeah.
then after that it's pretty flat and doable. But yeah, the first 5 miles, first 5, 6 miles is definitely the hardest for the half marathon. Okay. Well, we're signing off here, but thanks everyone for listening, and thank you, Patrick, for coming on. I think that's it. So this is the end of this episode for Three Slow Guys Running Marathons, and we'll sign off and talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you.